Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yay, yay, yay.
Charlie Brown is doing the chop, baby.
Oh, no.
What is this, 1984?
I just rambled for 20 minutes and deleted it.
Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
Hello. From the Dire Prime Studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Down, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. Offseason episode 24 with Stephen and Garrett from Day One Lifestyle and Friends, the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Unreasonable Down WV, Twitter. Tweeting on Twitter, find those tweets at I'm Josh Witt, Facebook. You know? Facebook page for Unreasonable Down. Find it, hit the blue thumb, follow the podcast there. Reasonable Doubt podcast swag. There's a link to the online store in this episode show notes. Check it out. Stephen and Garrett are back. They do a podcast about WVU sports, sports in general, NBA, food, and music. And so last year they came on. We did a fantasy draft of WVU basketball players from the Huggins era. This time we do a draft focused on music, specifically albums. Do people listen to albums anymore? I do. Garrett and Steven do. And so we do an album draft. I'll explain it in the intro. Really appreciate Garrett and Steven coming onto the podcast. Check out their podcast, Day One Lifestyle and Friends. Here's the Time Capsule Album Draft with Stephen and Garrett.
Dire Prime is the lead sponsor of Unreasonable Doubt. Dire Prime Creative Group. They have a special going on right now. We're in a pandemic. There's mandates to wear masks when you go in the stores, in the schools, you know, in the buildings. Dire Prime can help you with your mask needs. Are you needing a large number of masks for your company, school, or organization? They've got quality, constructed polyester masks, single color design on one side of these masks, in various sizes, and they're $5 each. What a deal. Get in on this mask deal. Call or text Dire Prime, 304-767-4445. Find them on the web at direprime.com, D-Y-E-R-P-R-I-M-E.com. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram at Dire Prime.
Okay, welcome back. Stephen and Garrett from Day One Lifestyle and Friends, the podcast. Welcome back to Unreasonable Down, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Let's go.
You!
Happy to be back, man.
Back in the building. Happy to be back, man.
I enjoy having you guys talking to you on this podcast and off the podcast. Welcome back. Last year we did a fantasy draft for Bob Huggins basketball players, and the internet's forever, so you can check that out. It's out there. This time we're going to do music. Now, Garrett and Steven on their podcast, they talk about a bunch of things, including music. I rarely talk about music on this podcast, but I want to engage them in a fantasy draft regarding music because I'm uncomfortable talking to more than one person on this podcast without a game. So this time, we're going Time Capsule Album Draft, and it works like this. Five albums, we're picking five every 5 years within this millennium, so we're doing pick an album from 2000, pick an album from 2005, 2010, 2015, and this year. We're going to see what our album picks look like. We're doing it in snake draft order. Whoever has the five best albums wins. Does that make sense?
We're ready to go, man.
Yes, all right. Let's
now,
get it.
So I am the host. You all are the guests. So you get to go first, Steven, in the 2000 album pick. You have all of the music albums from 2000 to choose from, Steven. You have the first pick. You're going to kick it off. What album are you picking from the year 2000?
2000, I got my album. And just as a disclaimer, right? So me and Garrett, we were in kindergarten in 2000. So we're still knowledgeable on this era, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. So 2000, I'm going Outkast, Stankonia. Just off the strength of So Fresh, So Clean, Miss Jackson, like, there's no way that I'm not choosing that one.
It's such 100% a strong first one. Pick. It's such a strong first pick. It's not my favorite Outkast album, even though it's top two or three. But, I mean, it got played a bunch when I was not six in 2000. So, strong first pick from Steven. Garrett, you're next. Second pick for the one album off the board. Your pick for your album from 2000.
That was a good pick, Muff. I'll give you that. I was definitely thinking about that one. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go 6 year old me and not 20s me, because I think my thought is kind of changed now a little bit. But if I could go back, I know what album I would have picked, and that is Country Grammar by Nelly, because Ride With Me. Country Grammar, yeah, just honestly, Ride With Me was real big.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna go with Nelly, Country Grammar.
So that is very strong pick. That was his debut album. I mean, it got played. All of the songs, all the singles from the Nelly album, played a ton on the radio. I think the radio still exists, but that is a strong pick, Nelly, Country Grammar. So I'll round up here. Some things that are still on the board, and a lot of good debuts. So for me, the Coldplay debut is in there. I'm not going to pick that. An M.O.P. album with Annie Up. I'm not going to pick that, even though I really enjoyed that. And, the Eminem album. The debut Eminem album came out in 2000. So a lot of good stuff from 2000. My picks are... From my board here, I have my choosing, and it's a tough pick, but I'm going to go with Ghostface, Supreme Clientele. So it's his second album. The things that were coming out of Ghostface's mouth in that album, it didn't even make sense. I don't understand it now. But it's one of the best albums I've ever listened to. Supreme Clientele is my pick. What do y'all know about that album?
I can dig
that. I'm not mad at that pick at all. Any Wu-Tang Clan is good with me.
All right. Don't say that, because there's some – you can say whatever you want, but there's not some good ones. Okay, so our picks are on the board. Now let's go to 2005. This for background, this, and so now you guys are 11 if we're following along. This was a big year for Houston rap. This was and so I don't want to give my pick yet, but this was the year of
I already know where he's going.
No, I'm not telling you. I'm just informational for the podcast. But so we're going to start with Garrett. He gets the first pick. You have all the albums to choose from 2005. Garrett, what's your pick?
I got you. Let me backtrack real quick, Josh. I was going to tell you this. Honorable mention for me on 2000. D'Angelo Voodoo.
Oh, I had it on my list too. It was between Ghostface and D'Angelo. Such a strong album.
This 2005, man. When I thought about this, a bunch of great ones. A lot of great ones that I think. Like you said, we're still 10, 11-ish, but they became relevant for a long time after. And I mean, I think the list kind of goes on here. I got two that I was kind of in the middle of, but I think this is tough, man. And I'm not trying to draw it out, but I'm really just trying to think what I want to do on the spot now. But
there's so many good ones.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm switching it up because I was going to pick one, and I'm going to tell you what I probably was going to pick. I'm switching. I'm going to go with Common, and I'm going to go with B by Common.
Oh.
Kanye West produced. He did the Food single on Chappelle's Show, again, dating ourselves, but strong album from beginning to end. That was in my list of ones I was going to choose. To choose from. So strong pick. It's the first pick. And so I get the second pick. It's a good album. With Common off the board, and I'm not going to give background because I'm second on this one. I am going to have to go with a Kanye West album. I'm going Late Registration. I think it's the longest album Kanye put out. And definitely with John Bryan, a totally different sound than any of the other albums that he put out. But it's growing on me. It's kind of wavered in my Kanye album rankings, but I'm going to go Late Registration.
That was my pick. That was my other pick, Jared. That was my main pick. Okay. So I'm glad it worked out for you, actually, that I picked
Thanks for leaving it on the board for me.
I'm just trying to spread the love.
I appreciate that. And so, Steven, you still got a lot to choose from. For 2005, what is your pick for your album from 2005?
I got a lot to choose from, but I 100% know mine. So I was 11 years old bumping this in my mom and my grandma, my great-grandma, rather. Her Mazda 626, one of the best years in all albums. I'm stamping it, 50 Cent The Massacre. No way I'm not going with this one.
What was the song? Remind me, Steven, what was the song from The Massacre, if you had to pick one?
Man, if I had to pick one, you're putting me in a tight corner. I mean, you got In My Hood, you got I'm Supposed to Die Tonight, Piggy Bank, you got Candy Shop, you got Disco Inferno, Just a Little Bit. Oh my, where do you start? How are you going to put me in that corner to tell me to pick one song?
You did a great job by spreading the wealth there. You basically told me the whole album. So I appreciate that. And that's why it's on your list.
That is a – woo! I love that album, man. I'm telling you.
Top two. First two albums were crazy. It's not for sure.
I would agree. No. So any apologies for 2005? Because I mentioned Houston Rap, but I didn't have them. I was leading the witness. I didn't have any of those. As my number one.
Shout out to Paul Wall.
Here
was my honorable mention.
Was Paul Wall?
If you care about honorable mentions, my second one would have been Jeezy, Let's Get It. Thug Motivation 101.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep. So apologies to Young Jeezy. Apologies to Slim Thug. The Game, the documentary was 2005. Apologies to him.
Oh, that's another fire.
Good album. That's a good album.
Jewel Santana. What Game's been missing?
If it's just the three of us playing, we're going to leave a lot on the table. But I think three solid picks. I get to pick for 2010. And, you know, similar to a basketball team, I want role players. And I need some different people to do different things. And so if a person is an album for 2010, based on the ones that we've chosen so far, I'm going with Arcade Fire, The Suburbs. If I had Funeral on the list, if that was a year that I would choose, I'd 100% pick that. But The Suburb is my second favorite Arcade Fire album. This is a role player. I'm admitting in the first pick of 2010, I'm leaving some strong players on the bench. But for my team, I'm going with Arcade Fire.
So this is like your nice. He's gonna set the screen. First guy.
This is my Dort. That's right. This is my Dort. This is my Gabe. Osaboyan, this is my role player pick. And so next pick is Steven. You've got all the – and I'm sorry, Steven, if you had Arcade Fire. But here's the 2010. You have all the other ones to choose from. What is your pick for 2010, Steven?
This is probably the easiest pick that I'm going to make all day today outside of my next pick. 2010, this was high school. There is no way you're telling me there's any album, any one of them, better than Thank Me Later by Drake. What? You start an album off with Fireworks? You're just destined for really good things. I'm not kidding when I tell you the only song I didn't like on this album was Karaoke. I played this through and through every single time. This was better composed than anything ever in history of everness. Thank Me Later, Drake.
Those are strong words, and I'll be interested to hear what Garrett says, because he might have an argument for one that's better. And we'll agree to disagree. But Drake, Thank Me Later, strong choice. Garrett, you get the third pick for 2010. Who are you going with?
I just want to say one thing to Muff. He must have forgot about Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Must have let that one slip through the cracks, because that is by far the best album of 2005. Or 11. 10. 10. Oh, my gosh. I'm everywhere at 2010. Yes, we were in high school. All the Lights, we came out to that song back in the day. The little memory.
Oh, my, that is a crazy album, too, though. That is.
The feature.
That was the whole Illuminati era. How could I forget that?
Well, it's not even my favorite Kanye album, honestly. I would put Graduation and College Dropout as my personal favorites, but I think what you were saying, Muff, about that Drake album is actually what you meant about this album, because all around produced, the features on this, Raekwon, Kid Cudi, Jay-Z, Nicki, I don't even like Nicki Minaj, but that verse on Monster, that was same with Rick Ross. I'm not even a big Ross fan, but
they did have a bunch of bangers on there. I ain't gonna lie to you. They had a bunch of bangers. Like, that one was a great album. I respect that pick. That's a pick that I can respect.
Pusha T with Runaway? And you would never expect that out of those two. That was, you know, that whole album.
Yeah.
Rick Ross, like you said, Chris Rock makes his appearance. Bon Iver, like, it's a strong album. And if I didn't have Kanye in my first one, or in 2005, I would have picked this one. So I left it on the table. I thought Kanye's album would get picked up.
Oh,
so
2010,
I wanted one Kanye West album. I wanted to get him where I could get him. So I did it. So that's it for 2010. Let's go to 2015. And I think this is a similar to a good NBA draft. Like, the lottery picks are strong in this year. And then it kind of drops off. So I think there's going to be some really broken hearts here, especially since I'm the third pick. So 2015, Steven, is back to you for the first pick. What do you choose from all the albums that ever came out in 2015?
Now, if we got some good listeners out there, right, they're going to hear what I said. They said, my last pick is the easiest pick I'll make until my next one. This pick is by far the easiest one I can ever make in my life. Like, if I wake up tomorrow and can't figure out what to eat and I make something, what I do right now is a better decision than that. I'm going Tame Impala, Currents.
What?
Absolutely incredible. Top to bottom. Top to bottom. You can stamp it.
I am unfamiliar.
I'm going to check this out. And ship that off to your closest neighbor. Tame Impala, Current, 100%.
Wow, I'm shocked. So let me move on to Garrett for the second pick in the 2015 albums that's not Tame Impala. What do you got?
This is pretty crazy, because I think you'll be surprised by not just Moss, but my pick also. 2015 was a deep year. I think we were seniors in college, or we might have just graduated, but
yeah,
I think this was a well-rounded all music. Like, when you looked at that 2005, that was hip-hop heavy for sure, but with this one, man, I am going to go 2015, Leon Bridges coming home.
Wow. Wow, see, that one shocked me there. I could have swore I knew where you were going with it. I did. I would have. If I had to bet the farm on that, I would have lost it.
What do you think of that album? It's a good album. Is that your role player? Would you say? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Legit favorite album on the board?
Oh no no no! That's my favorite album on the board for sure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. All right, guys. Well.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. Never mind. I forgot.
So, with the third pick, and I didn't think it was going to be here, but I am going with Kendrick Lamar to Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, let me rephrase. It wasn't as easy as I thought. That was definitely a quick, that was number two for me by far.
Sure. I mean, similar to Kanye's Late Registration, this is a long album, very deep musically compared to his next album, like a lot of jazz sounds and a lot of instrumentals. It's an amazing album, and his lyrics are just, it's like Kanye, or it's like Ghostface, but I understand them. So To Pimp a Butterfly, I can't believe I got that. Apologies. So what apologies do we have for 2015? Because I've got
I got apologize to multiple ones.
Go ahead. Hit me with
it. I mean, first off, if I don't honor Shrem Life as at least an honorable mention there, with all the bangers they have on there, Future, Dirty Sprite 2. I mean, come on. And then to follow it up with Drake, if you're reading this, it's too late. I mean, that's free. Like, that hurts my heart.
That's what I thought Muff was going to go with. Drake and Future, if you're reading this, it's too late. That's what I thought he was going to go with, for sure.
But so
was tough. When I tell you it was tough, but I knew what I had to do.
Yeah, and to somebody to have two Drake albums in their top five in this draft, that would have been impressive. Wow. Apologies to Action Bronson. Apologies to Alabama Shakes. I like that album from 2015. Mac Miller. I like that one. A Pusha T album. Yeah. Another D'Angelo album, and those come like comets. So I almost picked D'Angelo there, but. Solid, well-rounded 2015. So now we're in the now, 2020. Admittedly, guys, I have a shorter list for this one from. Well, but we only have nine months to choose from. But Garrett, you have the honors, the 2020 album of all the albums that came out this year. What's your pick?
Easy one for me, and it just so happened to come out just recently. I got to go with Nas, King's Disease.
Ooh.
I thought, you know, after the Kanye album that came out with him, after he put out the Rushdown with Kanye, he kind of spoke about it. It just didn't fill it up like the old Nas. And I think this new tape, it was a great mixture of some old Nas feeling with the new features like Big Sean and other people. And the production by Hit Boy was amazing. So far, this has been on replay for me the last month or so.
I have listened to the Nas album and I like it. So good choice. I mean, for what that's worth, me agreeing with you. All right. So Josh, that's me. Second choice for 2020 album. Again, a small list. Nas did not make my list. I'm going to go, I'm really hip hop heavy. So I think I'm going to make a turn here and I'm going to go with with Steve Earle. Ghosts of West Virginia. That is something that's close to my heart. I have a connection to that and what that album's about. And I think it's a good album. And it's so that's my country pick, I guess, even though it's not really, maybe outlaw country. But Ghosts of West Virginia is my pick for 2020. And so, Stephen, you've got the last pick of the entire draft from 2020. What do you got?
This one, I'm going back to a dude who likes to honor his hometown. I'm going Big Sean, Detroit 2. Top to bottom, a very incredibly composed piece of art. I love it. Big Sean Detroit 2, man. That's what I'm going with.
Big Sean Detroit 2 that came out like within the like last week, right?
I'm calling him out. He's got to be live.
100%. 100% being on that list.
See, I'm going to have to check it out because it's I haven't gotten to it yet. So, okay, so, wow. What a draft. We got through. For 2020, apologies to Run the Jewels, the J Electronica album. The Strokes came back with an album. I'm sure I'm missing others. I heard Fiona Apple's album was good. All right, so here we got. Here's our list. So Steven's team. What a lineup. We got Outkast, Thank On Ya, 2005, 50 Cent the Massacre, 2010, Drake, Thank Me Later, 2015, Tame Impala, Current, and Big Sean Detroit 2 rounds out Steven's 5. For Garrett, we got Country Grammar. We've got the Common album with Kanye B. We have Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. We've got Leon Bridges, and we've got King's Disease from Nas. So another strong list. And then my list, we got Ghostface, Supreme Clientele, Late Registration, The Suburbs from Arcade Fire, To Pimp a Butterfly, and Steve Earle, Ghost of West Virginia. So if people who are listening to this, so what we got? We got like 15 albums that if you haven't checked out, you need to check out. These are 15 albums we need to listen to.
I gotta check out that Steve Earle for sure.
Oh, it's good, man. It's good. I've gotta check out some Tame Impala and some Detroit 2. But based on those lists, guys, who has the best starting five? Steven, I have a feeling I know what you're gonna say, but what do you think?
I'm sticking strong to what I went with. I'll put mine up against Thanos.
Well, Steve, Muff, what was your 2005? 50 Cent?
Yeah.
See, the only thing is, I really do like that Tame album. I haven't heard Steve Earle. I gotta hear that still, Josh. So I might give. I hate to say this. I don't know if I should say this, but I might give Muff the crown right now.
He's got a strong lineup. I think I'm going to come up third again, but I feel better about this draft than the one we did last year. I've got that Kendrick Lamar album, and I've got a Kanye West album. I feel good about that. I'll put it on the internet. Well, you all, what's your favorite five? Guys, this has been fun. You were picking albums from when you were 6 and 11. Great.
you know what we got to do next?
What's that?
Now we got to do the best movie from that era.
Oh.
From that year. We got to do that next, Josh.
All right. That's an idea. And we'll talk about that offline. Garrett and Steven, thank you for joining me on Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Thanks for having us on, Josh.
Hey, thank you for having me, man, as always.
Big thanks again to Steven and Garrett for joining me on the podcast. You can listen to Day One Lifestyle and Friends, the podcast, wherever you listen to this podcast. They're all over the internet. On Twitter, you can find them at Day One Lifestyle, the number one. Find Garrett at Fabs304 and find Steven at TheMuffinMan32. Wintertime. Thank you to everybody that participated in the giveaway, the social media giveaway from last week's episode. And Jeremy Kreitz is the winner of Bluetooth headphones, a WVU throw, and a roll of quarters. So congratulations, Jeremy, and thank you for everybody that participated in that, getting the word out for this podcast. Really appreciate everyone helping out with that. And thank you. Can you mail a roll of quarters in the mail? We're going to find out. I'll keep you posted on that. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. The podcast is now on Amazon Music. You know, you ever heard of Amazon? Well, Unreasonable Doubt, which a lot of people have not heard of, you can find the podcast on the Amazon Music application. They have podcasts now, and now they have Unreasonable Doubt. So if you use Amazon Music, check it out there. You can follow the podcast. If you're using something else, subscribe to the podcast. Do those things. I really appreciate it. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt, WVU, for the 2020-2021 season. They're 0-0.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.